You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, there has been a lot of conversation around Marama Davidson's comments about white cis men and the violence perpetrated by them. Eileen Joy is a social worker and researcher who is researching child protection and domestic violence in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Her work and research has given her first-hand experience about the problems of violence in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and she has supported Davidson's comments. Eileen began by discussing her views on these comments, as well as the prevalence of white male violence in Aotearoa. Just a warning, this segment contains discussions about domestic violence.
Before I talk about that, I do want to say that Marama's comments, and she has clarified her comments. So, you know, she had just been hit by a motorcycle, and I want to be clear that she admits she didn't give the nuance that she could have given to that. Having said that, though, what she's talking about there is if we look at pure population numbers, then yes, it is white men who are committing the most violence. Now, it gets tricky because when we're looking at statistics about family violence, and anyone who works in the field knows this, is that it depends on so many different things. Those statistics are so hard to get. It's like, you know, are people reporting it? When they're reporting it, how is it being defined? How do we as a society define violence? That's a really hard thing to get to grips with. So it depends on how you look at the data. But purely at a population level, yes, she's right. And she's not meaning there that that other population groups aren't also being violent. What she's meaning is at a pure population level, that is what is happening.
And why do you think these comments have caused such a stir?
I think it's incredibly complicated. When we've got framing in the country for years and years and years that tell us that Māori men are the face of family violence in this country, it gets really tricky when you start to try and poke at that narrative. So, you know, for the likes of my generation who've grown up with images of family violence in this country being Once Were Warriors and Jake the Musk, Jake the Musk is that image of family violence in this country. And that has done Māori men a real disservice because that's that kind of stereotyped image. And when Pākehā men are talked about as being violent, it's kind of singular. It doesn't reflect on their ethnic identity at all. They're considered to be kind of lone wolf-type characters. And so when we start to talk about male violence, and we start to break it down into those groups, and we start looking at Pākehā men, it gets a little bit uncomfortable for those men. And I wish that we, you know, as a country, that we could deal with masculinity in a really brave and vulnerable way and talk about why that's the case. Why aren't we talking about these things? Why aren't we talking about how we raise our young men? And what is it that is doing this sort of thing? So, you know, by men, and it is largely men who are trying to shut Marama down over this, you know, what are they, I guess I would ask them, perhaps, you know, in a provoking manner, what are you afraid of? What are you walking away from in this conversation? Because we need to think about how all the little things add up to a situation where this male violence is you know, kind of tacitly condoned. There are things that happen in our society that that people kind of turn a blind eye to. And I think we just need to pick that apart just a little bit more.
And I think what is interesting too about this situation is this was an act of violence against a politician. Why has the conversation not been around Davidson's health and well-being after being struck?
Well, I think that, for a start, Marama is a wahine Māori, and the violence that has been done against wahine Māori has not really been properly acknowledged throughout history. So, you know, there's a long history of not acknowledging that violence that has been done, that colonising violence that has been done. And I think it's just a convenient sidestep away to say, you know, well, let's focus on what she said. Hang on a minute, you know, she was hurt, and no one should be expected to have their words perfect moments after they've been hurt. So I guess if they're more worried about what she said in a state of shock than the fact that she was injured, that says more about them, and it says more about the fact that her words, they felt like her words hurt them, than the fact that she was hurt. So, you know, I guess I'd be asking them where their priorities are in this, because some of these men who are calling her out have actually said some pretty horrible things about Māori in the past.
Alongside this discussion, you're also a registered social worker and you're researching what would make the biggest difference for struggling families around child protection and domestic violence. What has your research looked into?
Well, I was looking at how policy and practice in child protection social work works in this country, and how the knowledge is used. And one of the findings that I had when I was looking at these things was the fact that, you know, women are often told that they're not protecting their children by not leaving violent relationships. So, you know, women are being told that they are failing to protect. Now, that's in policy and that's in practice as well. So, you know, here there's this weird flipping of responsibility. The responsibility is not put on, well, why hasn't the violent man left the family home? Why is it that she is being told that she is failing to protect, when women in these situations do the very best that they can to protect their children? And it might be taking the hits instead of the children. It could be actually staying in the relationship, because we know that when women leave, they are at their most vulnerable. They are most likely to be hurt. They are most likely to be murdered when they try and leave. So they're thinking, well, you know, the best thing that I can do is to stay here, because at least then I'm not being hurt, I'm being hurt less, and my children are being hurt less. And at least, you know, if I'm in a house and I've perhaps got access to income here, then I'm more financially secure for my children. So, you know, there's this narrative about women not protecting their children in family violence situations, which, again, is hiding the fact that most of the violence that happens within families in this country happens because of men. And yet women are bearing the brunt of it, not just in terms of, you know, they're bodily bearing the brunt of it, but they are, you know, bearing the brunt of it in child protection, because they're being accused of not looking after their children.
And what can be done to help women and victims more broadly in these situations? Is it policy change, or is it a cultural change that needs to happen throughout all aspects of the community here?
I think it's all of the above, including what I was saying before about, you know, really thinking about masculinity, really thinking about what we're teaching our young boys. I think that from a policy point of view, we really need to think about how we frame up what's going on in family violence. And we need to not be afraid of naming the elephant in the room, which is what Marama was doing. So our policy needs to avoid kind of tiptoeing around the fact that actually it's mostly men who are doing this. And what do we do about that? Because once we can look at that and say, okay, it's mostly men, then we can look at actually helping men. This is not about stigmatizing men. This is not about harming men. This is actually about helping men to try and find different ways of dealing with whatever it is that they're going through. And I think that's perhaps where some of this fear and misapprehension comes from, is that, well, you're just telling me I'm evil, you're just telling me I'm wrong. It's not about that. We actually want to heal and work with our communities to make them better and safer places for everybody.
That was Aileen Joy on Marama Davidson's comments and domestic violence in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.